on this November 25th, 2025. I'm your host, Rex Jones, with Tim Tompkins here of The Gray Area. It's a show we do together. Y'all should check it out on YouTube, Rumble, and on X. We'd really appreciate it if you did. We're talking about all things here. We kind of just led into Tim's political awakening and why we're doing the show, because that's something we wanted to express to the audience. We were both really, really, really turned towards Trump in 2024, right? Like, yeah. You got activated. Explain.
Man, if some of my family, as well as some of the people I grew up with, knew that at that time, that, you know, I supported Trump in 2024. You know, and it was just because of the things that we talked about, the badness that happened, the transgender, the invasion of all the illegal, all these different things. But I think ultimately it's gotten to a point where now I'm kind of like, I don't know if I made the right decision sometimes.
Right. For me, it was the Thomas Crooks thing, right? Because, you know, I was disillusioned with politics. I was like, Trump's coming back. That's interesting. But the legal trouble, the indictments, I wasn't a true believer until that evening for us when it happened. I know it was kind of afternoon there in Pennsylvania when it happened. That evening when I walked out of church and I saw the news on my phone, and I immediately drove up to studio and I did like a 3 to 4 hour live with Chase Geyser. And I pulled the cross out of my shirt and I told people to vote for Trump. Because I thought the reason they took a shot at him was because he was going to end the wars, Tim. I thought the reason they took a shot at him was because he was actually going to do something about the economy, Tim.
Yeah.
I thought the reason why they took a shot at him is because they didn't want him to be a part of the system. But it turns out, like, he is the system, it seems.
All part of the same thing. And that's what made me realize I had the exact same standpoint as you, Rex.
Right.
Because ultimately, you know, I am a guy who consumes media, but I'm in business world too.
Right.
We're both entrepreneurs.
Yeah, we're both working.
We both experience things that happen in this eco space. And what has happened with the tariffs and all the other different things are things that affect people on a macroeconomic level that we don't quite understand.
100%.
But I felt them on the ground level. I mean, I have a piece of machinery that I'm trying to import from Germany. And there's all types of loopholes and rules that I have to go through now. And where was the chemical composition of where the metal was smelted, and listing all of these different things that were not as difficult before. And it's increasing the cost of whatever.
And one of his big promises was cutting red tape, right? And like, this is the thing. This hurts people on all levels of the economy. From people just trying to buy food, to people trying to buy job equipment, to people trying to buy heavy equipment like you're trying to do. That level of, you know, stagnation and not really seeing a real improvement, I think that got people restless. I think the thing that really animated people to this new shift we see in the Republican Party, which we're really going to discuss in the next full-length segment, was the Epstein files and just how they lied about it, man.
Straight up. There's no files. Are we still talking about that Epstein guy?
Dan Bongino and Kash Patel, they do an interview, and then Dan Bongino literally sits there and locks up and goes, I've seen the file.
Yeah.
He killed himself. And Kash Patel is kind of doing the same thing, although he's got the shifty eyes. He's just not really talking. These are people that podcast ran themselves and promoted themselves to become cabinet members. You know, Bongino, growing up here at the very office where I sit today, I watched Bongino on here in like 2012. I used to watch Bongino host the fourth hour when I sat with the IT people on the other side of this building. So for me to see the transformation with Bongino and Patel, I mean, look at Bongino here. Bongino's not happy about what he's having to say, but he's become a part of the system.
You know what they did?
What did they do?
This is your file.
Right.
They said, we've got all this stuff on you.
Right.
Here you go. You start talking about this, this is how we're going to ruin your life. That's what I
100%.
Think They have family members that they have to take care of. You know, let's say their son or daughter is trying to go to college at some point. There's an infinite number of things that these giant corporations of government entities can do in order to ruin not just your life, but everybody else.
Right. It's that generational punishment that they're so fond of.
Yeah.
Right. 100%. Well, I mean, it's creepy. It's wild. We're going to get into it all. We're going to get into the split going on in the Republican Party right now between Massey, MTG, and kind of the MAGA or so-called MAGA loyalists. We're going to cover it all. We really appreciate you being with us here. And please follow, subscribe to Tim Tompkins on X and the Gray Area Podcast. Thank you very much.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Welcome to the War Room, hosted by Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. You can find us on the Gray Area YouTube or Rumble, or on X. It's linked in my profile. Welcome back to the show. Now we're going to get back into Trump. We're going to get into Epstein and MTG. But really quick, the crew reminded me, and I would be remiss if I didn't get into this, there is a Black Friday sale going on right now that is just incredible at thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free, any supplement product. And you know why this excited me? I didn't even know about the promotion going on. I made two products for the store collaboration with Bigly. Love Bigly. They're phenomenal to work with. Methyl Drive and Power Plant. Now, the reason why I made these two products, hey, anyone in the audience, any one of the viewers or listeners, y'all taking methylene blue? These two products, you don't need to take methylene blue with them, but as far as mitochondrial enhancement and enhancement of methylene blue effect, methylene blue's effects, you cannot get any better than Methyl Drive or Power Plant. People for years have talked about DNA Force and wanting DNA Force back. A lot of the core DNA Force formula is actually found in Methyl Drive right here. I love this. I made this to take daily. I made this because, hey, I'm taking five different supplement bottles. Why not just make one? I call Bigly. We do the collaboration. It's incredible. And then I say, hey, I miss Super Male Vitality. Why don't we have that anymore? It's like, oh, well, you know, like maybe we'll make it in the future. Maybe we won't. Why don't you design a new product? I said, okay, I designed Power Plant. And Power Plant works in conjunction with Methyl Drive to absolutely crank your methylene blue results up to the next level. Power Plant is so incredible because it boosts free testosterone and oxygen carrying capacity, and it helps lower cortisol, and it helps you make new mitochondria. So you take that in conjunction with the methylene blue, the effects would be radical. Tim has personal experience taking Power Plant. I gave it to you, and you looked at it, and you were like, eh, I don't know. Tim's someone that's super cautious.
Yeah, here's the thing about it. Guys, I'm super conscious about what I put in my body.
Right.
I didn't even have my first sip of alcohol until like 23. So like for me, supplements have never been really something that I was really big into because there's always the stigmas behind it. And Rex,
I broke it down for you.
He broke it down for me. He said, look at the label. Put it in ChatGPT, do some research of your own, and then tell me. And so, like, ultimately what I figured out was this is all natural stuff that I consume anyways throughout the food. And I drink Red Bull. I mean, the stuff that's in Red Bull was absolutely
You look at an energy drink label, it's crazy. But then you look at a supplement label, the thing you have to understand, dietary supplements are food products. And there are certain phytochemicals. There are certain plant drugs. It's not a technical term, not calling them drugs. But there are certain things that, you know, have active receptor activity, like cortisol, like Rhodiola rosea found in Power Plant, and that's why those things specifically are called adaptogens. If you check out our last stream that we did on Gray Area, and it's on my profile and it's on our YouTube channel, you'll see an in-depth breakdown on exactly what supplements are, why you should take them, and why people are so like why people are so fascinated with them. It truly is an incredible thing, but I just want to say it again, buy one, get one free. Crazy, crazy deal. Black Friday sale, try any combination of product you want. But if you've already got the methylene blue, get these two products. And if you don't have the methylene blue and get Power Plant. I'm telling you right now, you're going to experience the cognitive benefits of it and you aren't going to want to ever go back. Now, we talk about supplements, we talk about the news, we talk about culture. Tim, for you, you didn't have experience with supplements, but we started talking about it. We started getting into it. We're working on brands together. We're doing that now. All in all, do you see the beauty in an operation being able to self-fund itself, not relying on advertisers or outside influence?
Yeah.
The criticism people will have is they'll go, oh, he's been plugging for 7 minutes. That's crazy. No, what's crazy is you go watch someone on YouTube or on cable news and they're reading a code for a greens powder. They don't know anything about that product. They're doing the show for the money,
and
right? We're getting the money, the funds to do the show. That's the InfoWars ethos. So when you buy the product, you support the show.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
And I've seen the back. I'm literally the new guy.
You've seen the true story.
Where they put the money, guys. They're not saying
it's all here.
It's all here. I mean,
right.
This facility is absolutely massive. The amount of equipment, like they're trying to put value back into
the show. And we're under constant attack. We're getting sued constantly in court. The bankruptcy, they're trying to take this place right now. The state receiver's been here. And throughout that all, the only reason why we're still on the air, the only reason why we're able to sit in here today is because of the listener support, and it's because they love the supplements. They're phenomenal products. Everyone should try them. But getting back into the news, getting back into everything, we were talking about Trump. I felt that it was a betrayal when he said that he was going to end the wars, he would end Ukraine overnight, and it's continued to go on and on. How do you feel, not just about the money, but about just the death? Doesn't that feel karmically bad for the nation?
Yeah, man. I think everything that was promised. Here's the thing. I won't say everything Trump did was bad.
I wouldn't either.
And I'm not necessarily like the anti-Trump, pro-Trump. I'm very much so independent to where I just say
whatever's
right is
right. You may be more pro-Trump than me.
I
think he is. That's why you got to follow him on X. He's more pro-Trump than me.
Probably. I'm a little bit more on the conservative side, but common sense always wins out. I think what he did by, you know, decreasing the amount of legal immigration on the border, phenomenal. I think the fact of like the matter was, is there was a bunch of illegal people coming in.
Millions.
The people who were legally trying to get here didn't have the same ability to have the same, you know, access to just be able to come here, just stay here, get a free credit card to buy your groceries.
Real quick, not to step on your point, and I want you to keep going on. Guys, can we find the clip of the people wearing the Biden shirts at the border? I know we've got it.
Like, I love America. And
but
like,
talk more. Isn't it crazy? We just give them the free money?
They're like, come. And I'm like sitting here. I'm like, wait. So we got a bunch of homeless people sitting here on the streets.
Right.
We've got all of these other broken programs. And we're just giving people free credit cards to go to the bodega and buy whatever they want.
You show up. You get a plane ticket and you get a credit card. I mean, look at this. You would say this is out of South Park. You'd say this isn't real, but we have the photographic evidence right here. Hordes of people at the border wearing Biden shirts. And why are they wearing the Biden shirt? It's not because they like him. It's because they saw a clip of him saying immediately surge the border. If we could find that too, just for this little topic.
I am a believer in asylum in terms of like people coming from really bad situations, coming from countries that are war torn. They just need to be vetted and there needs to be a controlled process. You don't just open the gates and just say everybody in and we'll figure it out later.
Right.
Like that's not a system that we support.
Estimates vary. The number that the government agrees on is 10 million. I think it's casually at least double that
has
people
to be
that came over here in the last 4 years. It's crazy. I mean, and this is how things get memory hold, right? We talk about COVID and you're like talking about all the horrible stuff that's gone on, but hey, we're going out, you know, to the bar, going out to the restaurant, the grocery store. Things are normal now, so people forget. This is not normal. Having giant caravans come through your border is not normal. Mexico has a wall with Guatemala. They let people in to come through here. Like, it's beyond anything. And you know what? We can point at that. We can say, hey, that's something really positive that Trump has done, and that is a win. I would say the January 6th stuff, to a large degree, that's also a win. Now, where my problems start to come in is when I've been lied to.
Yeah.
And I was lied to. You were lied to. We were told the massive spending would be slowed down. We were told these wars would stop. And we were told that we would have stability and sanity, when in fact, all we've seen is him attack all the other countries.
Yeah, like where's the stability when it comes to Venezuela? I think the thing is like you can try to say, hey, look, this is where an attack on cartels and drugs. But when you clearly can look at the numbers and say that Mexico and Colombia and these other countries
right.
are really where the drug and the cocaine's like fentanyl's coming from China. It's
right.
not necessarily coming from Venezuela. Like that's a play for the oil. And so when you're bringing, you know, 10% of your force into the
10% of the entire Navy, which is bigger than like nearly every other country's Navy, just that 10%.
Bringing the most advanced possible aircraft carrier. It's like, what's the point?
And we watched that Jesse Waters clip, and we don't have it, you know, ill-prepared for the show. You can say whatever. We watched this Jesse Waters clip where he's like hyping it up for the boomers. He's like, yeah, and that's called the attack ship, and that's because
we love it.
That's because the forces get off there. It's a smaller helicopter, more nimble and mobile for assault. And like, Jesse Waters doesn't know anything about combat. Jesse Waters has probably never been in a fight. Jesse Waters has probably never even fallen down in the street. Jesse Waters lives inside his like climate controlled hunting pod. That's where that, like, in a tower in New York, and they take him out of the cryo chamber and they put him in the newsroom, right? These people are so detached from reality, and that's the big problem with Trump. How I see it as a guy that used to worship the dude. When I was like 14 and they were running for the first time, I pointed at the first debate and I said, that guy's going to be president. And Alex, my dad, told me like I was crazy and I was right. And I saw the magnetism in him and I saw the Americana in him and I wanted to believe in it. And now watching him just ignore us, ignore people, or not even ignore, slander people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, while at the same time palling up with Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham and Mark Levin. Trump said he watches Mark Levin's show regularly. I mean,
yeah, man.
We're living in the twilight zone, folks, because it isn't what we voted for. We didn't vote for Israel first. We voted for America first. We didn't vote for inflation. We voted for less inflation. We didn't look right there. He came on our show. He came on the Alex Jones show. I'm sitting in the chair Alex was sitting in during this interview, and Trump called him, you're a great guy, and I will not let you down. Where's our help? The FBI and the DOJ funded the lawsuits against us. One of the law firms that sued us, they wrote off a $40 million fine as pro bono work because suing us is a good thing to do. Right.
It's not in, like, here's the thing. If it's not in his best interest, just like all the rest of the politicians, there's not going to be any movement or action.
Yes. And that's the betrayal there, is because we voted for him because we thought that he wasn't truly a politician. We thought that he was the wrecking ball for the system. And you can go back and you can say, hey, anyone on the planet, do you have like a lukewarm opinion on Trump? Everyone's going to say no. They're going to have a positive or a negative.
Yeah, it's literally one or the other. Yeah, and that's the issue that I have is like, I can't.
He's just a person, right?
I can't even go into certain rooms, especially let alone like, don't go to LA and try to say anything about Trump because people will hang you by the stake. I mean, you can't even say some of the good things that he's done. Like, I can be critical of him, but I can also tell you where the good things that he did. There were times where the military, they weren't making enough money. He increased the pay for military during his first administration. Like, that's a good thing.
Well, I have a lot less problems with the first administration than I do the second one. The problem is, the first administration, the story that we were told was, hey, he's great, he's independent, he's for real, but he gets into office, like, being the president is the hardest job there is. He doesn't know who to appoint, so he relies on the swamp, and then he gets all the bad appointments, like John Bolton, like Jeffrey Sessions, like all these people, right? And that's kind of where the blame gets laid for him kind of being inactive. I also remember very clearly a news story about $5 billion being too much to build the wall. Now, I think that was back in like 2018.
Oh my God, man.
They were saying $5 billion is too much to build the wall. But then we see the situation in Ukraine where they spent $300 billion. So it comes back to what we were saying and what we talk about always on the gray area. It's all a grift, and we thought we weren't being grifted on. And, well, you know, maybe that's buyer's remorse or something, and he is our president. And ultimately, I do want the president of the United States to do well and to succeed and be prosperous, but that's the same thing I said about Obama, and I didn't like him.
And the thing is like, the biggest failure for me comes from the Epstein files by far.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat this, guys. Like, it was a royal mess up at the end of the day.
Handled the worst way possible.
Yeah, it's like, here's the thing. Somebody who's not guilty would just be like, all right, I can just put an executive order out there, just open the file, open the case, let people just see. But you know what they know is just there's so many people that would be implicated in something like this that they're like, we absolutely can't. And, you know, I'm proud of the fact that like those four Republicans along with the Democrats were like, no, we're going to get this referendum pushed and be able to get past the Speaker of the House in order to actually get this pushed. Like, that was something that was positive. Like, yeah, we shouldn't have pedos in the Congress.
Wait, just one second. And I think that's James Brown, actually, in the middle there. That's funny. I hadn't seen that photo before. Tim, you're being really racist, sexist, and homophobic right now. The FBI or the DOJ, I forget which, they say the list doesn't exist and that Epstein never trafficked anyone. Yeah, he was just a sex offender.
Of course not. And that 1 minute was just a technical glitch.
He's not worth hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. That's not true. He's just a sex offender. Why is everyone so obsessed with this guy? Epstein? Who is Epstein?
Why are we still talking about this guy?
That is literally what you see from like Cat Turd, Gunther Eagleman, these types on social media, Insurrectionist Barbie. It's these faceless, nameless rage bait accounts on the right, and I think you have a huge issue with this too, right? We talk about this often on the Gray Area. It's these grifters on the right that literally they're a part of the party infrastructure. It's like communist China or something. Like they work for the party, they get access journalism benefits for working from the party. I mean, my dad, he's not on a plane with Trump. Benny Johnson is on a plane with Trump. Explain that to me. Just for 1 second. just make it make sense. And I can make it make total sense. It's because he's working for him, you know?
Yeah, and ultimately, really what it comes down, and you were hitting the nail on the head there with, like, doesn't matter, like, you could be in the Biden camp, you could be in the Trump camp, but there's that subsect that no matter what bad policies come out, they will defend that hill till they die.
Right.
And it was like, I couldn't even convince certain people that Biden was coming out with, like, just really bad policies that were hurting everybody. They were like, well, no, just remember what Trump did for this.
Right.
And you, me, and you.
And then that's how they beat us up, man.
Yeah. It's the same thing for now. Like, there's certain people I just can't even talk to about being critical about Trump. And I'm like, and they're like, yeah, man, this really happened. And this is like, dude, it's all one big brainwashing at the end of the day. And the thing is like, I need more people to step up and do exactly what we're trying to do here and just speak for the silent majority.
100%. 100%.
That is the whole thing. There is a large demographic of the population of America that does not agree with what is going on in the White House, in Congress. They just want
the whole system.
They just want to live well.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to have a good life. They want to have money. They want to have the ability to feed their kids. They want to have safety, stability. Like, those are just basic bare minimum.
Right. And then you're told that you're not working hard enough because, you know, hey, you know, you just another year, another, just give it a try. The system's going to work itself out. The system has literally, like, inflation has never been negative. Right? To my knowledge, it hasn't.
It's almost, I don't know. I'm not even going to speak to that. It might have been close to, but not never.
Yeah, so we've been on this road for a long, long, long time. And I think it's kind of fitting that we're in the 20s because it's like the roaring 20s again, right? And this is something we talk about a lot on the Gray Area. A crash is coming, guys. And you got to be real about that. You got to think about that, what that means for you and your family. A big message on InfoWars and also on the Gray Area Show, which I encourage you to follow and subscribe to, is the message of personal accountability and personal
100%.
The ability to survive in a situation based on your fortitude, having human fortitude, being prepared, being strong. And that's super important because the way the news is bent, the way the stories are all cycled, it's all designed to divide us. It's very hard to get real news anymore.
Yeah. Whenever I do these deep dives, man, I even find AI can be biased. It's very hard to find the real situation. So I always have to like fact check the facts all the time. And everybody just reads the headlines. Guys,
yes.
The headline is not the whole story. You have to go like 10 layers deeper. And
100%.
It takes a lot of time to do that, which is why not a lot of people are going to go in and try to be well informed.
But it's what you talked about earlier with the goldfish mentality of the American public, the short-term memory, the long-term memory, it is not there at all. And, you know, I think a part of that is just the failure of the public and the weakness of the public and how we've been poisoned and dumbed down and propagandized. I think a lot of it also comes to the fact that America is a very young country, right? And you look at all these other places with thousand-year cultures and established traditions, things have kind of changed here periodically over time. But the thing that hasn't changed specifically, or that they're trying to change, and it's been a very slow process because the government, by default, is designed to work bad in order to safeguard itself. That's a principle the founding fathers used. They're finally starting to really crack the wheel. The three branches of government, that whole scam that's been going on for the past 50, 60 years, probably longer, you name it. At least it was respected. At least it was paid lip service to. Now we got Trump just drone striking boats in Venezuela. Oh, it's the drugs. It's the narco traffickers, blah, blah, blah. We've killed over 60 people down there with no court order, no justification, no crime being recorded. And we've got countries like Colombia saying that we've killed their fishermen. And I'm sure like Cat Turtle come out and say all a hoax, all a lie, all anti-MAGA propaganda. No, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't be behaving in that way. Maybe we shouldn't be allowing Israel to seize the Golan Heights. Maybe we shouldn't be allowing Ukraine to suicide, genocide themselves. Maybe we shouldn't be allowing these things to happen, all with our technology, all with our weapons, all with our military capability. It's us doing it. And that's the thing. Trump has said about the EU, this is an interesting example. Trump has said, hey, I want to get out of Russia. He said it a lot. He's paid lip service to Putin. He's reneged on agreements, you name it. But the one thing he said is, hey, we're not doing combat deployment. We're not going to be there directly. But hey, we can sell you the weapons, Tim. We can still give you the weapons. How does that make it better? And then he's a businessman for selling them the tools of death. You have to, at a certain level, if you proclaim yourself to be a conservative, which I don't even really do that anymore, but if you proclaim yourself to be pro-human and pro-freedom and pro-republic constitution, this is not the behavior that you ideologically can support, and that's why I can't support it anymore. That's why I can't support him anymore.
Yeah, everything comes down to we're riding off the highs of the 50s.
Yes.
That was when America was at its peak. That is when we became the gold standard. That is when we allowed, like, that was when a majority of the innovation that came in.
That's
literally transitioned from Britain going to the, like, superpower of the world to now the United States. We've been riding that high for forever, and it is very sad to see where it's going. But you had said something earlier that I want to touch upon. You said the personal accountability, and that is a very big thing for me. It's like, at the end of the day, you can sit there, do like a 5-hour rant on how bad the system is, how bad the government
is. The black pill, the doomer.
The black pill. And you know, we sometimes go a little black pill and we try to say certain things.
Man, Tim's better than me. He's white pill. He loves Trump more.
Like, I have a healthy level of optimism for what the future looks like. I think, yes, things have to probably get bad before they get good. So that way there's like an awakening of like people. And I'm starting to see people wake up from this whole situation. Ultimately, in this personal accountability, you got to just do your part to at least manage the things that are within your control.
Just be functional human. And like that's a lot to ask for.
And I'm sorry for anybody out there who trusted the system and got screwed over by it because you were told that it was doing this for you and it ended up switching and doing another thing. Like I very much so, I'm sorry that you have to go through that and you have to experience that. But at the end of the day, no one's coming to save us.
Right.
And that was the biggest thing for me. I had to have the awareness. The only thing I could do.
And that is the ultimate realization. In fact, that's also the Christian realization, is that no one's coming to save us through a relationship with Christ and through a relationship of building up, you know, really just having skill acquisition, being able to do stuff. We are so soft as a people. And like something people don't know about you yet, they'll find it out later, especially if they watch our content. Like, you're an engineer, right? So you understand systems and you've really seen that degradation of how we're able to do things, right?
Yeah.
Just talk about that a little bit as we close.
Just in general, like with that, yes, I'm an engineer, businessman, and I've done those things alongside and I've had to work really hard to get where I'm at. But ultimately, all these knee-jerk reactions that happen on a macroeconomic level are not good for the things that happen in the supply chain system, and they mess up and cause the prices to go up and go crazy like that. But just ultimately, I think just continuing to like educate yourself, and that's
always
the big thing for me. And whether you get your news from us, whether you get your news from InfoWars, whether you get it from wherever, just do a little bit more to find out what the truth is, and don't just always trust what you're seeing the first time.
And 100%. And that's why we review things on the gray area, and people go, oh, this deep dive, you know, I've heard about this, I know about this before. That's what everyone says. Everyone always says they know the numbers, the statistics, the facts. Find it all out for real on the Gray Area Podcast. Follow us there. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
You are beyond insane if you don't support us. If you don't support this podcast, I mean, I'm being honest, it's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, you know, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. The point is, shouldn't do it anyway. The point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant. It'd be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality, service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. We got the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com right now, running until Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any supplement. You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free. All the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670-something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Here are the live feeds. You are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarStore.com, where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body Health with turmeric, 95% cumin. Those are both 40% off. I want to thank you all for your past support, but you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in global awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. To ask all of our family members in the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war, their plans for insurrection, their plans for military coups, just to sound scary. And then now they're openly calling for it. U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them. And it's the last move they've got. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this.
The truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
That there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Wow, folks. So that's how it works, huh? Surge the border. Come on over. Come on in. Wear my t-shirt, right? And that's why we hated Biden so much, and that's why we voted for Trump. And now with Trump, we're getting told the Epstein files, hey, you know, they never existed.
Never existed.
And we've got people in his own party that are now leaving that party because of incidents like this and other incidents like funding to Ukraine. What is your view, Tim, as someone that's really, you know, gestated in politics over these past 2 years and really over these past few months since intensely doing research every day for the show? What's your take? What's your call on Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Man, she got too close to the stove and they burned her for it. I think what she did was noble. I mean, she kind of became a little bit of a martyr. You can make the macro level argument that because her pension is coming up in January, that she was kind of already ready to get out. And this is kind of like just burning to glory moment and just kind of like, all right,
let me just do it all. Doesn't that speak to, hey, like the person that's finally free and emboldened going like, hey, like this is the system, like F it. You know?
Yeah.
But like to do that, you have to leave the party.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I wasn't a big fan of MTG prior.
Break down a little bit of her funding. You know, she got pretty rich.
Here's the thing. Like there's a lot of people that support her. We were doing a dive on this the other day.
Right.
And from when she went into the Congress, her net worth was like $700,000. Mm-hmm. By the time she leaves now, she will have 30x'd her net worth.
I think it's 35.
35, yeah. 30 to 35 times her net worth, in which she's worth something like $30 million or some astronomical number. And she is part of the same system that was involved with the whole inside trading. Like before, 2 days before the Ukrainian war started and the Russians invaded.
And really, really quick, I know you're going to make this point. You broke this down to me. I didn't know it. And when I knew about it, I was like, whoa, but they all do this. So go ahead.
They
this
all
is
do
important.
This
is key.
There's a reason why they passed these anti-inside trading laws, guys. Ultimately, it's supposed to be a free market. If you know what's going to happen in the market prior to, it's not fair. It's not a fair system if you know what's going
on. Fair competition.
Specifically to MTG. 2 days prior to the Ukrainian war starting and Russia invading, she went and bought Lockheed Martin stocks, and she bought those knowing something that everyone else didn't know. And of course, those stocks went up.
Oh, imagine that. The war, the death, the chaos, and the politician profits off of it. And look, I say this as someone, I like MTG. I really do. But here's the thing. We do these deep dives, and this is why we do the Gray Area Show. This is not, like I said before, this is not libtard versus MAGA chud. This is not any of those archetypes. We're real people that actually want to become politically informed, and we both actually have a long way to go. You know, yourself, starting really from day one, you've got a clean slate. So you've already gone in, and you know, you've modified opinions, you've gotten context for things you didn't understand. Me coming in, I realized, hey, I was really propagandized a lot. I watched a lot of these people's media, and you know, I never looked into a few of them, and especially on the financial side, which is really what everything's about. We're living in Rome. These are like Roman senators, like wearing purple robes, getting opulent.
Very well said. And it's the Gilded Age right now, as far 100%. As all those things come across. It's just ultimately, yes, you are right. I didn't come into this game with too much of propaganda. I mean, I consumed a little bit of news.
You broke with it, and then you were kind of in like a null space where you were like, huh, I need to find out what I can truly believe in. Look at this tweet 100%. Right here. And this is from Trump. I am withdrawing my support and endorsement of Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia over the past few weeks, despite him record achievements, him bragging, lower taxes, closed borders, no men and women's sports, or transgender for everyone, which I just find that to be so funny. I stopped transgender for everyone. I stopped it. It's going to happen.
He stopped it all.
Yeah, he stopped transgender for everyone. There's no more trans people. Ending DEI, stopping Biden's record-setting inflation. Inflation's creeping up, man. Biggest regulation cuts in history, stopping 8 wars, rebuilding the military. All right, he's just bragging.
Stopping 8 wars, starting another one.
Wacky Marjorie, all she does is complain, complain, complain. It seemed to begin when I sent her a poll stating she should not run for senator or governor. She was at 12% and didn't have a chance, unless, of course, she had my endorsement. It's douchey, man. And I know it used to be cute. I know it used to be fun to hear Trump talk like this. I want to find the specific tweet or True Social post after she's been after she's announced her resignation. I want to find that one.
But we
look at this, and you look at Biden, and we had a president that essentially hid in the basement, hid in the bunker. The auto pin was the president. And now we have Trump. And all Trump does is talk all day long. And at first, you're like, man, this is refreshing. I remember him first getting into office, and I'm like, man, he's back out there again. We have a visible president again. And then you see the AI slop. You see the crazy post. What do you think of it?
Dude, I did not sign up for that. You know, him and Gavin Newsom going blow for blow, trading like the AI videos of each other and that speaks for the country. Assistant, I think, with the poop flying.
Yeah, flies a plane, he dumps on it.
Like, you know, it's funny at the end of the day, but other countries are paying attention to
this. Other countries are working. Other countries are building hyperrail.
And this is the point I've made before on our show. Look, I don't see Putin doing this stuff.
No.
I don't see Xi doing this stuff.
Right.
I don't see some of these other countries that you consider world powers. Like, here's the thing. I'm not sitting here trying to praise Putin here, but he's part of the KGB. That guy is playing
been 40, in power 25 years.
And you can't be in power unless you knew exactly what you're doing. As well, yeah, you could say I threw some people in jail and killed some other people. But I'm just saying, he's playing 4D chess, whereas for us here, because we have to every two terms change out the president, they're playing the long game.
Right.
And that's the thing that hurts us here specifically. And we're creating a new playing field where presidents are now able to throw out insults and all these different things. It opened the door for all of these types of commentaries to go on. But I don't really see Putin doing this type of stuff.
Right.
And it's because he knows he has to save face and that he is the face of the country. And there's hundreds of countries out there, guys. America is not the only one, and there's a cooperation that people are moving towards.
It's almost like these countries are real institutions that are trying to advance themselves and trying to do better by their population and by building their power base. It sounds like what we do is kind of like a retarded spider. We stab ourselves over and over and over again and call it policy. You can say, if you're a libtard, you can go, Gavin Newsom tweets so good, roasting evil Trump. If you're a MAGA chud, you can go, Trump's awesome, roasting Gavin Newsom. You can do all that. That's fine. But your country is dying. And you're not talking about your country dying. You're reposting the stupid meme. So at a certain level, what matters? What matters to you? What matters to you if you're someone that's like an ardent follower of Cat Turd on Twitter? What do those people actually think? I'm sure a lot of them are bots, and you name it, whatever. I'm sure a lot of the engagement isn't real, but a lot of it is, and it's these old boomers, man, that existed in that 50, 60, 70 situation.
They lived during that golden age. You know?
And they tell us that, hey, you know, it's not so hard. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Figure it out, bucko. Well, hey, you ruined the world, bucko. You messed things up for everyone, bucko. The entire world hates us now, bucko, because you waged war on them. And that's what it comes down to. Beyond us being economic terrorists, we're literal terrorists. We go around the world and blow stuff up. We said specifically in the 2000s, we said we do not want any secular regimes left in the Middle East. That's why we took out Syria. That's why we took out Saddam. That's why we took out Gaddafi. The gold, Gaddafi, another reason. But they didn't want populations of people like we talk about on the gray area getting along on the basis of being people and their issues and being pro-human and pro-freedom.
You know what it is, man? It comes down to mindsets. You got to like take the step back, and you have to look at the macro level of like, how do people's psychology form? Like, what era was, you know, Donald Trump raised in?
Right.
You know, there was a lot of wars that were going on during that time period. He didn't go through the same experience you and I, right, where we had access to the internet and this cooperation. So a lot of the people
that
are running
that myth.
Yeah. A lot of these people that are running the country right now have been brought up in an information age where the government did control the narrative. And they are fed particular narratives that create this kind of like warmongering mindset that we see. And so
it's an entitlement. It's a thing of, we are the good guys because we beat the Nazis in World War II. And that's also, you know, that's also the Zionist argument. That's also, you know, that argument as well is, hey, we're the good powers. We're the good guys that won. But obviously, history is written by the victors, and we've written quite a history for ourselves over the past, you know, 80 years since that all happened. The invasion of Korea, Vietnam, invasion of the Middle East, Afghanistan, Iraq, all the various little operations and things that we've helped with. You know, just a little casual example. Germany has to pay triple the price now as they were paying a few years ago for gas, and they have to buy it from us. Why? Well, the Ukrainians blew up Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Now, how does Nord Stream 2 pipeline being blown up hurt Russia? It doesn't hurt Russia. Russia will sell its oil somewhere else. But that means the manufacturing superpower, the beating heart of Europe, doesn't have energy. But hey, it is what it is.
Can I make also a point based
Absolutely.
Off of something like that? So with the oil, guys, again, this is a gray area. Take this is not politicized in either direction.
Talking about things.
Look, during the Biden administration, when we put all those sanctions on Russia during that time period, oil prices went absolutely insane, okay? We said, look, because these oil prices are out of control, India, we need you to go, and we need you to go and buy a bunch of Russian oil, in which they were only, you can fact check me on this, they were only importing 2%. 2% of oil during the crude oil during that time period, and we had them increase all the way up to like 30 to 40%.
Yeah, we've helped their economy because we put their economy on a war footing, and this is the insane thing that we've done. We have no manufacturing base. We have no capability. We make the amount of missiles that they make in 2 months in like a year, and that's not just the U.S. That's all of NATO combined. We've deindustrialized ourselves, whereas these other countries have built themselves up in response to our aggression. You look at the situation in Iran. You look at the American military in the 90s, the aircraft carriers, the jets, the missiles, the weapons. No one could do anything about it. But these countries, they figured out, hey, it's a lot more bang on our buck investment-wise getting into missile technology, because a cheap little missile can take down a giant multi-million dollar jet.
Yeah, but one of the things that I want to clarify when I was talking about this crude oil situation, look, during the Biden administration, we said to our allies, which was India at the time, we said, okay, we need you to do this. Then we go and punish them under the Trump administration,
yeah, hit them
in
with
which
tariff.
We have to say, well, you're importing all of this crude oil and helping Russia, so we'll slap a 50% tariff. My thing is not necessarily like, oh, yes, we shouldn't be technically funding the Russian war and they're doing bad things. It's more so you can't do knee-jerk, like, abusive behavior to where you're like, look,
it's like,
do this because it's good for us, but then, like, just, you like this, smacking people.
It's like driving a car, and instead of, like, making a slight little turn, you're like,
exactly.
That's what we do.
But, like, here's the thing. You put countries, and India is just an example. There's several other instances of this where we've allowed us as the United States to say, hey, we need you to do this.
Right.
And then we switch them and we punish them. And it's just, and it's an abusive behavior.
Right.
If we had not done something like that to where we had dictated the terms of everything that is happening in the world, people would be a little bit more inclined to continue to do business. Now they're just doing it out of fear and not just cooperation. And that's my biggest fear, is people are now playing chess behind scenes to basically destabilize the United States as the world power, because they're like, look, these guys are out of control. You've got BRICS now coming into question, and they're creating their own reserve currency because the United States has done we're irresponsible with our spending. We're at $39 trillion. I was like, wait, when did we get to 39? I thought we were at 37. Ultimately, look, this is what happened. This is what happened, guys. Like, you go and you do these policies, you make these knee-jerk reactions, and you punish other countries, and you act like the big bully. We're gonna F around and find out.
Yeah, that's what is FAFO, right? And this is what we see, and this is like that Chud atmosphere on X. It's just memes all day that the boomers repost of, you know,
38 trillion. Look at that number,
look,
man.
I mean, are we supposed to be okay with this? Are we supposed to, you know, as young people, as middle-aged people, as old people, even the boomers, are you proud of this? Are you proud of this situation? Are any of us proud of the situation? And I'm not pointing blame at the boomer necessarily. We all need to be ashamed of that. That doesn't need to just be something we just look at and we sweep under the rug. We'd be like, man, we got ourselves in this situation by behaving like we own the world.
Yeah.
And that's how it happened, guys. We acted like we owned everybody. And
now, I do want to say, before we go to MTG, I do want to say the United States does do a lot of good things, too. We've created a global system.
Pro-America, Tim, always.
But here's the thing. I have to give credit where credit's due. We've created standardized systems to where, like, I can get a tomato grown all the way in Mexico for 97 cents, whereas if it was back in the days, it could have cost me $20. And people have been going from paying 75% of their food, their income going to food, now you're only paying somewhere around like 15%.
Right, but it's going up. It's going up, though.
It is, but I'm just saying, ultimately, look, when the United States is on the right side of history and we are doing the things that push America as well as the world's interest forward, and we actually guide and lead by example, it becomes a net positive for society.
And I agree with that, and I'm very pro-America, and America has exported a lot of things across the world. I mean, you look at our political system, for one. I mean, America was the first nation of its kind, and you looked at all the other nations of the world over the past 200-plus years or so. They've adopted our system. Instead of having kings and queens, they have parliamentary government where they have elections and whatnot. And yeah, that's a little different than our system, but the idea of democracy or republic came really from us. We're the people that showed that model was possible. And that really is the great thing that America has done. I love my country, but I hate my government. And I hate my government more and more every year, because left or right, There's nowhere you can go to vote against any of this.
There's no third party, yeah, man.
Bernie Sanders, even if you're a like radical communist person, Bernie Sanders, he takes millions of dollars from pharma. We did a deep dive. We covered how much money all of these people, yep, left and right. They're all bought off, folks. They're all bought off. And then they have the gall to tell you you're not working hard enough. You just need to figure it out. You'll find the money somewhere. Things will get better. We'll make things better. How many times have they said that to you, and how many times have they not delivered? I mean, this is what we talk about on the gray area. We talk about the promises that were made. And then we look over decades, sometimes even over centuries, and we do the deep dive, and we see exactly how that promise was broken. And usually, the grander the promise, the greater the breaking.
But then you also see the macro level of where the issue is. We see it with MTG. The moment you step out of line, guys,
right,
the moment that you make a wrong step that's not within the party's interest, you will get stepped on.
All right, and we got that tweet. We got the clip as well. Let's play the clip first, and then we'll I'll read the Trump tweet. Let's go to the clip first real quick.
Hi, everyone. I've always represented the common American man and woman as a member of the House of Representatives, which is why I've always been despised in Washington, D.C., and just never fit in. Americans are used by the political industrial complex of both political parties.
It's all true.
Election cycle after election cycle, in order to elect whichever side can convince Americans to hate the other side more. And the results are always the same. No matter which way the political pendulum swings, Republican or Democrat, nothing ever gets better for the common American man or woman. The debt goes higher. Corporate and global interests, yeah, remain Washington's sweethearts. Feels, American jobs.
That's how it is. She's gone. She's gone now.
She's gone, man. She got burst. She got pushed out. Here's the thing. Like, when she started doing that, this is what happened.
Right.
Corporations, Americans' hard-earned tax dollars always fund foreign wars,
yep,
foreign aid, and foreign interest. And the spending power of the dollar continues to decline.
Yep.
The average American family can no longer survive on a single breadwinner's income, as both parents have to work in order to simply survive. And today, many in my children's generation feel hopeless for their future and don't think they will ever realize the American
pause
dream.
Pause it right here really quick. That's the key. She's talking about the younger generation. These politicians, and we talked about this on the show recently, I think the last episode of The Gray Area, they're literally campaigning to the party. They're campaigning to the people in power.
Yeah.
When they run election campaigns, the things that they say, like you watch one of these people give a political presentation, and you're like, this is awful, this is evil. They don't even care anymore. Like, they brag about the weapons. It's like Lindsey Graham going up on the stage talking about we ran out of bombs. They don't care how that looks to the American public, because they know they're going to be able to weasel the situation and figure out how exactly to make it work for them.
Yes. And one of the things that everybody needs to be aware of, sometimes the most ridiculous stuff that some of these politicians say on air, they're not trying to speak to you and try to get
talking
your
to
favor.
The lobbyists.
There's some guy in the back room who's making big moves, who's got the money, who's got the power, and they're trying to make
right.
that guy happy, not you. Not you sitting at home.
Right. It's not you sitting at home. It's the guy that, as my dad famously said, says, bring me 15 hookers and get the drugs ready and get the plane loaded now. Like, seriously, what those people actually exist.
They
and
do exist.
That's the reality that people don't want to accept, but you know, you're living in the real world. Those people are real, and you look at MTG, you know, she's flawed. We went over the problems that we had with her, but she's addressing the younger voters, and she's saying, hey, the entire system's BS. The emperor has no clothes. Let's throw up that Trump response to her dropping out. If we have it, it's the tweet. Marjorie Traitor Brown, because of plummeting poll numbers and not wanting to face a primary challenger with a strong Trump endorsement, where she would have no chance of winning, has decided to call it quits. Her relationship with the worst Republican congressman in decades, you mean the best one that everyone populist likes, Tom Massey of Kentucky, also known as Rand Paul Jr., another person people like because he votes against Republican Party, and really good legislation, did not help her. For some reason, primarily that I refused to return her never-ending barrage of phone calls, Marjorie went bad. Nevertheless, I will always appreciate Marjorie and thank her for her service to our country, President DJT. See, he'll say something
like— Look at that sandwich.
See, she gets a nickname. She gets a derogatory term. Lindsey Graham gets to be the golfing buddy.
Mm. Hey, the moment you get like, a bad name, you're on the bad side of Trump.
And we square this like it's the good guys versus the bad guys, and you got to come in for the big win, when in reality, the good guys are doing bad guy stuff. Like, this, they're all bad.
They're all bad,
man. Like, and not to get black-pilled, again, not trying to be black-pilled doomer, we talk about this stuff on our show, The Gray Area, for one simple reason, because it has to be said. And the public has to have a normal, conscious political awakening where we realize, hey, we're human, we're people, we love each other, and we don't want to be a part of this system where they're making us fight anymore. It's called the Hegelian dialectic.
You sound like a liberal, man.
Right, and you sound like a conservative, and I don't like you. You know who really doesn't like you? The billionaires who are profiting off of you getting broke, right?
Well said, man.
And that's the thing. And if you like conversations like this, and if you found this maybe refreshing, or you know, maybe you had things you even disagree with us on, please come check out our show. Because if you find any of this, you know, remotely enticing, if you want to see more, I guarantee you're going to be so excited and so happy with what we come out with in the future. We've got so much stuff planned. We're trying to get the best guests possible. We're already doing the best deep dives and information possible. We really appreciate everyone who, hey, this is the War Room. Harrison's usually here. There are other guest hosts you may have seen or known about before. We know it's just us, and we know we're not any people that are super important, but we're doing this because we care. And that's the whole nature of doing the show. You do the show because you care. The show isn't just, you know, I want to be a reporter. I want to talk about the news, or even I just want to talk crap all day. That's not what it's about. It's about, I care about these issues so much, and I see what's happening every day. And it's so bad and so disturbing to me that I have to get it out, that I have to speak about it, that I have to talk about it. And I know it's the exact same way for Tim. I know, Tim, you had to talk about these things.
I had to. This was one of the things, like, when we decided to go ahead and just start being on air together, and
right,
not just the synergy of the connection that we have and the ability to like talk with each other, but it's more so we were more aligned on things than we had disagreements on.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? We had two completely different upbringings. Like for me, I never shot a gun until like a couple of years ago, because right, in New York, it's super hard to get a gun. But to know that somebody who lives on the complete opposite side of the United States has very similar beliefs just made me understand there's a bigger message.
Yeah, people are people. We got a lot more in common than we do in difference, and the differences are small in nature, and they use these differences to make us fight, right? Like talking about the racial thing you talked about earlier. Like,
I hate it.
Like,
man.
I hate it. Like,
I hate
here's
it.
The thing. I'm white, you're black, so what? Why can't we live? We were robbed of that 90s era, of that 2000s era, where people really didn't give a crap. That was stolen from us because the powers that be decided, hey, the people are noticing, we got to make them fight so they don't rise up against us. And really, like we said a lot of things about what the gray area is about. That's really what the gray area is about. And that's why I talk about pro-humanity and being a human supremacist. We all are in this together. We're all on this planet together. And hey, isn't going to the gas station and not having to worry about a crazy person hitting you over the head, isn't that nice, just being able to go in there and buy a bottle of water and walk out? Ultimately,
or
that's
sitting
what,
on the subway, yeah, and just being able to just like know that you're going to get to your destination.
That's what people
fine.
Want. That's what people want. People want to live in ultimately a liberated society, a society built on equality and human rights. And that doesn't mean tearing down any group to lift another group up. That means all groups have equal standards and we're all just people and it doesn't matter anyway. But they want it to matter.
Yeah,
they want us to fight each other.
We need to start talking about the news in general and just context of the individuals 100%. And the situations. And we need to start taking the race out of it. At the end of the day, yes, if you look at crime statistics, 20-30% of the crime is committed by minorities and African Americans, but overwhelmingly of that demographic, like I was talking to you about, that is not the case.
But we're all going to be dead. They're going to kill us all. We have to work together. Who cares? Thank you for being with us here on The War Room tonight. Gray Area, follow Gray Area. Follow Tim Tompkins now on X. Follow Trees and Tim.
Appreciate you guys.
Right now on thealexjonesstore.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible ultramethylene blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the colostrum plus, the bovine colostrum plus, the Irish sea moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the ultramethylene blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the info warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on methylene blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in methylene blue. And
right.
when it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, I run out. I will absolutely notice within a few days.
Yeah.
A few days, my life goes back to Being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it isn't, it's not like speed or something. It isn't something. It's just you feel healthier. You feel
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like, you just sort of, it's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.